Spirit Guide. Every one of us has a spirit guide, someone we literally trusted with our soul on the other side, who agreed to be our constant, vigilant companion and helpmate when we made the choice to experience another lifetime on Earth. All spirit guides have experienced at least one incarnation, so they're able to empathize with the problems, mistakes, temptations, fears, and frailties inevitable in the human world. In fact, most of us either have been or will be someone else's spirit guide during our soul's eternal journey. But remember, your relationship with your guide was formed between your spirit and theirs on the other side before you were born, which makes it impossible for them to be someone you've known in this lifetime. The spirit guide's job is to encourage, advise, and support us towards the goals we've set for ourselves in this incarnation. And they have several tools at hand to help them with that astonishing challenge. Not only do they study us closely and objectively on the other side once they've agreed to take on this responsibility, but they've also memorized every detail of our charts while we lose conscious awareness of those charts the minute we're born. They have added perspective on our charts thanks to their direct access to the charts of those around us and to the sacred Akashic records that are the written body of God's knowledge. And like all residents of the spirit world, spirit guides are able to bilocate or be in more than one place at the same time so that they can respond instantly when we yell for help without interrupting their invariably busy lives on the other side. As for talking to your spirit guide, you can and should ask for help, advice, and reassurance as often as you feel the need. But they can't and won't intervene with our charts, and they won't participate in sparing us lessons that could be in our best interest in the long run. I also once learned a fascinating finer point of spirit guide communicating from Francine, by the way, when my son Paul was having a serious health crisis. I was praying with every fiber of my being for Paul's dangerously high fever to break, and I was incredulous that Francine was so slow to come to my side when she had to have heard me begging God for help. It turns out that the privacy of our conversations with God is so sacred that not even our spirit guides can hear them. God is part of us. We are part of Him. No one can trespass or eavesdrop when we're already one with Him to begin with. Don't neglect talking to your spirit guide just because you might not know who they are. Remember, they've been human at least once before. They are well aware that our memories of them and our lives on the other side are virtually non-existent at best, so they don't expect us to remember them. If it helps your comfort level in talking to them, make up a name and call them that. Your spirit guide will respond to any name you choose, whether you're consciously aware of their presence or not, just for the joy of your acknowledging and embracing them. The more you allow communicating with your spirit guide to become a routine, normal part of your life, the clearer the communication between the two of you will become, and the more effective they can be in their sacred promise to help you along this rough path you had the courage to choose. Our spirit guides are the last to say goodbye to us when we leave home to come to Earth, our wisest and most constant advocates while we're here, and the first to help us make sense of it all when we're back on the other side again. They're nothing more than that, but not one bit less either, and not a day should go by when we don't stop for a moment, think of them, and say thank you.